You're listening to Modern Jazz Today. Up next is Tordif. The album is called Brûler la Mabla. We'll check into Journée Pédagogique. Then Ben Wendell. The album's called All One. And we'll check into Wanderers, featuring Terrence Blanchard. Let's check it out. You are listening to Modern Jazz Today. Keep it tuned right here. Up next is Alex Lefebvre. The album's called Naufrages, and we'll check into Time of the Barracudas. Then Billy Test Trio, his debut as a leader, Coming Down Roses. And we'll check into the tune Mother's Day with Freud. Let's check it out.
Coming up for your listening pleasure is Dan Pitt Quintet from the album Wrongs. We're going to listen to the title track.
Thank you.
when we say goodbye, but only until next week. We look forward to having you join us next time on Modern Jazz Today, where we will be presenting today's artists, cutting their teeth and cutting the edge of sound. Join myself, Carrie Gaffney, and
Jeff Williams
when it's time to tune in and turn up again. We look forward to it.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections.
For companies around the world, the financial risks of climate change are growing fast. As seas rise, coastal factories face a growing risk of flooding. As droughts intensify, crops could become more expensive to grow. And as storms and fires get more extreme, insurance premiums are rising.
We should be talking about climate change impacts as being business impacts.
That's Sherry Madeira of CDP, a nonprofit that helps companies worldwide measure and disclose data about their environmental impacts and risks. According to a CDP report, the roughly 4,000 large companies who disclose data to the group identified climate risks totaling more than $6 trillion.
And of course, that is shocking in terms of its size.
But she says companies can invest in solutions that reduce these risks. For example, flood-proofing buildings, relocating facilities, or planning for supply chain disruptions could make businesses less vulnerable to climate change impacts. According to the CDP report, taking these and other steps would cost about $1.4 trillion. So acting to reduce climate risks may be costly in the short term, but the long-term cost of inaction could be far greater.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Brought